Grain futures lower after new recovery highs overnight for the corn and soybean market. Further fighting between Russia and Ukraine in that Black Sea region. They're bringing the fight outside of the Azov Sea. You go through that Kerch Strait. That's that bridge that connects Crimea over to Russia. They're now bringing the fighting into the Black Sea region area. Now, no increased efforts have been against hurting already damage done in Ukraine by Russia. Ukraine, the farmers' union there, has already admitted one-third of their export capacity has been lost as numerous loaders north of Odessa. I can't pronounce the name of the city, but it's about 100 miles north of Odessa. Those loaders are not available for repair over the weekend. They are to be rebuilt. They are destroyed. And the reality is the rebuilding will not occur until the fighting stops because nobody likes these drones flying overhead or other missiles flying in. So they're done as Russia continues to fight with Ukraine and Ukraine with Russia, inflicting economic damage to probably bring them to the table, more specifically on Russia and their energy. And looking at the grain trade now for Ukraine, yes, that is longer term friendly for us. The problem right now is that the grain trade ran up 80 cents a bushel on the soybeans, $1.20 on the beans, and the corn market up 50 cents here in this 12 business days, you could say, since the June 30th low. On the grain trade, we came in this morning hot, but then farmer selling kicked in. And here's the thing. Seasonality, grains have a hard time rallying the last 2 weeks of July as grain bins, frankly, get swept. And that comes to town, and the trade knows this. And so this rally is going to get rewarded. And we've already seen the corn market come 10 cents off their overnight highs. Wheat futures are already about 20 plus cents off of overnight highs. Soybeans about a dime because they're still working good because we know China's always sniffing around every week looking for these beans. And so it's not uncommon to see this sell off after a good run like this. Wouldn't be careful the next 2 weeks, but after that, it's a long finish to the summer. The USDA has a dot plot. That's basically what your 183 bushels to the acre on corn and 53 bushels to the acre on beans are, is a dot plot on the history of farming that continues to use good good agronomics, seeds, genetics, application of fertilizer and the chemicals, and voila, we get bigger yields every year. But if you take last year's big 186 plus bushel to the acre, keep it in the 10-year average, we're at 176 bushels to the acre. And the USDA wants a dot plot yield of 183, where last year could have been one of those outliers. What if we come in at a big yield of 181? That'd be the second biggest yield ever, but that would raise havoc on our carryout, put the carryout probably in that 1.6 billion bushel category or lower because our demand remains stronger than was said. Even though export sales are tailing off right now, the USDA is going to have to increase old crop exports by 50 million bushels. And what's with this dropping new crop exports by 325 million bushels? Why? Corn ain't expensive, and we've got everybody hooked on it. And so the corn market is on good ground later on, but we got to get through now the next 2 weeks, and that could be, you know, retracements of this current rally that we've seen. So currently we are under pressure. Soybeans November down 5.5 cents, 11.96 1/4. December corn off 5 3/4 cents, 4.63 3/4. That's September contract for corn down 6 1/4 at 4.41 1/4. Wheat, Chicago to September, got within 2 pennies of their contract high. It got to 6.98 1/4, currently down 4, 6.73 1/2. Kansas wheat down 4.5 cents for September, 7.15 1/2. Minneapolis, September off 2 cents, 6.81 1/4. Cattle futures continue their cascading decline, but maybe, just maybe, they might be finding some support here. At our newsletter at heartlandinvest.com, we show how August cattle, right where they made a low today, if you go back 5 years and throw a certain moving average on that we use, it's turned the market higher after every free fall in the last 5 years. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to turn it this time. What it implies is maybe it can bounce, and maybe that bounce becomes significant. But if the bounce is not significant, well, then it's going to just eventually fall through it. But for now, we'll see. Today, we are down $3.25 at $226.87 on August cattle. Bucks beef down $1.94, $3.94.34, select off $1.22, $3.57.96. Deese cattle also down $2.77 at $222.77. Feeder cattle, August, we got the index down 355 today at 365.52, the one day at 357.72. still were well underneath that. August feeders down 390, 346.05. September feeders down 417, 340.20. October down 430 at 334.55. And on the January feeders, down 397 at 324.20. Hogs, they got some footing underneath them, but they've been going down for 6 months. August hogs unchanged, par 32. October hogs up 27 cents, $87. Gold back under 4,000 today as the dollar is showing strength, up 34 cents, par 61. Rates, they're not coming down anytime soon, it seems like. The August gold down $62 an ounce at $3,988. Silver down $1.42 at $56. It's probably targeting the old October breakout point of $53 to $54. We'll see. Bitcoin, July, down $715 an ounce. Down $715. $64,370 on July Bitcoin. And crude oil off 56 cents a barrel, $79.04. Gasoline down 2.5 cents a gallon, $3.27¾. While diesel fuel continues advancing, up 10 cents a gallon, $4.04.5. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there to help you out. Well, LRP is a little late right now. The horse is out of the barn, or the barn's burning down, whatever you want to say. But we can be helpful in the future when we get these recovery bounces if we can get something going in here. From heartlandinvest.com, have yourself a profitable day.